Did BYU make the dance? Of course they did. Yes, there was never any doubt. I mean, there was some doubt. And then they beat Gonzaga. And then there's no doubt. So, yes, they open up against Ole Miss tomorrow night. And then they play Xavier if they win. So thank you for your questions, your comments, your concerns.
Wow, riveting.
Yeah, riveting. Riveting stuff. Missouri, how's Missouri doing in the big dance?
Do they have an opportunity to advance?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, they might beat Ole Miss. I don't know that they get past Xavier. Maybe. We'll see.
Wait, so they're in the play-in game?
It seems like it. Yeah, they're an 11 seed. How do 11 seeds wind up in a play-in game?
Yeah, I don't like the way they do that.
That's weird.
They seemingly do that every year. I mean, they do that by format, I guess, every year. Where they have.
You should have your lowest seeds play in, right?
Yes, agreed. Right. Stupid.
It's bizarre. Anyway, where's Missouri in the?
I really don't know. I was just going to look.
Yeah, they're not there. They're not there.
They are. They haven't been that good this year.
No, they didn't do well. And then, of course, Stu only cares about the Philadelphia Eagles.
So yeah, I don't care about college basketball. I will say,
Eagles,
I used
are they
to
playing
live.
In the...
No, they're not in the dance either.
No, they're not.
They didn't make the dance.
I used to live and die by the NCAA tournament. Like when I used
really?
To sit there and freaking watch.
Oh yeah, because you liked Loyola Marymount, right?
Those years, yeah, I'm a huge fan of them. And so I would live and die. Like I loved that. That was back when I was in high school, and
sad they let that program get away from them.
Yes, you know? I would say they did. Say they did.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. Like I don't understand. 64 is enough. We argue for more.
I know. Now it's 68.
Yeah. In football, we're like, oh, come on, four. Can we at least go to eight?
I know.
Like 64 isn't enough for you to represent everybody that should be in there. Come on.
And
that's absurd. Just get it over with.
I realize in basketball, D1 goes all the way down to, 212 or 225 or something like that. That's a lot of schools. But to have 68 of them make the postseason,
it's a little silly.
That's not even special anymore. It's like you're on 20 and 14, and I'm going to the NCAAs. That sucks. Come on. There should be no at-large berths
where
you got double-digit losses, unless it's 10, maybe, and you've had a really difficult schedule.
There's at least one team with a
losing record.
Probably
a conference championship.
It is a conference champion, but still. Yeah. The team they beat was only one game over 500. So.
Oh, my gosh.
But whatever. Oh, I've lost interest in it, I will say, largely. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of diversity in the way they play anymore. It seems like that's one of the things I used to love, is you had back in those in the 90s, and again, every time you say things like this, like back in the 90s doesn't seem old to me, but it is. So I know that like what I used to hear my grandparents and my dad say things like that, like you realize how old you sound when you say things like that. But back in the 90s, like you had Loyola Marymount, who averaged 121 points a game, average for a season. And then you had Princeton.
That's amazing.
In the same
121 points.
A game. Uh-huh. I mean, now there's no teams that score over like 85.
Well, BYU was second in the country in scoring this year at 83.8, I think.
Right. Like, and so
121, that's like 40 points more.
Yeah. So they averaged 121. And in the same tournament, you had Princeton that averaged like 50.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, they would slow it down and just run that backdoor stuff all the time. So it was great. You had that really cool, like, diversity of way teams playing against each other that you couldn't predict. Like, now it just seems everybody plays the same style. It just seems like it's just kind of, it really, that's gone. It's there in college football. It is not there in college basketball.
Also,
anymore.
To me, Kentucky is a foregone conclusion this year.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
33-0.
Yeah, since UNLV in those years that I'm talking about, there hasn't been a team like this.
Right. And I say what you will about their theory of basketball there, their program. It's a one and done kind of school where you play a year and then you go directly to the NBA. I hate that, but it works for them. I mean, you can't argue with the success they have. So they bring the biggest recruits. You know, they get 8 out of the 10 top players in the country.
They might as well use it. I mean, they're using it for their recruiting tool. They might as well do it.
And they do. And it would actually screw up the program now if people started staying. Because then you can't guarantee the new guys coming in that starting position, and it messes up the whole system.
Yeah, and whether you care about basketball or, college sports at all, this is a great example of legislation screwing up something that's good.
Yeah.
Back in the day... Back when we're talking about, they didn't have the rule that you had to play a year in college to get into the NBA. So occasionally you'd have a LeBron James that would skip the whole thing.
Yeah.
But very rarely did people play 1 year and leave. So it's like if all you cared about was the NBA, you just went to the pros. And mm-hmm. it just happened, like LeBron James, for example, or Kevin Garnett, or, you know, there's a few that did
Kobe.
That. Kobe. However, now these guys all go for 1 year and then leave. So it actually ruins college basketball, doesn't improve the pros at all. But because they decided they had to get this under control and not let the market work and, like, let people hire who they wanted to hire. Now they say, well, you have to stay for 1 year. So now everyone just stays for 1 year. It actually has made college basketball worse.
Yeah. It's like that prospect that BYU almost had, and he went to Duke instead. It was Parker, Jabari Parker.
Yeah.
He was one and done at Duke.
Yeah, he's in Minnesota now.
And is he doing well in the NBA?
Yeah, he is doing pretty well.
Is he? Mm-hmm. I haven't followed his career at all, but they're not ready for the NBA, most of them, at 19 years old.
Yeah, right. And if they are ready for the NBA, then they were also ready for the NBA at 18 and let them go there.
Let them go.